Mike Bisaglia here from SevillePodcast.com. You are about to listen to Runcast, a weekly form of everything running, with your host, Mark Lorenzoni, a community running expert who has been directing hundreds of area for nonprofit foot races and coaching thousands of runners for the past 30 years.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Runcast. We're kind of doing this over the airwaves because kind of had a couple of conflicts with meetings this morning on Wednesday. This is when we always cut it, so it'll be a kind of an abbreviated version. Thanks for listening in, and hope everybody's running is going well. We're transitioning very quickly here into warmer weather. Everybody's all excited about it, but runners have to be careful. Make sure you're doing the obvious stuff, that you're not only hydrating, but getting enough sodium and electrolytes into you to balance things out, and pacing yourself a little differently. And don't be surprised if you start to feel a little more tired. It's totally natural. Alec was saying to me just this morning that the guys over at Albemarle, they had a workout Tuesday afternoon, and it was a workout that normally wouldn't have tuckered them out so much, but because of the heat, they just all felt exhausted, and it's just such a huge handicap, particularly when you're transitioning from winter into spring and suddenly we get these 80-degree days. I'm particularly concerned this weekend for the many folks from Charlottesville and anybody, period, that is going to be participating in the National Marathon and Half Marathon in D.C., the Shamrock Marathon, Half Marathon, 8K in Virginia Beach, and then the Tobacco Road Marathon down in North Carolina. We've got several dozen folks from our area participating in those, and I've been warning people about it, obviously, all week about the warmer temperatures. And one of the things, there's kind of two ways to really cheat the system here, cheat the gods. One is to overdress this week. The beauty of this particular jump in temperature is that if you're racing this weekend, you've had 5 days. Monday it was warm, Tuesday even warmer, Wednesday hot, Thursday's going to be hot. You got 5 days to get acclimatized to it, so take advantage of that. I've been telling everybody every time you go out for a run, overdress. Put tights on, put a long-sleeve T-shirt on, even though it's shorts and short-sleeve weather. And that way, when you do go to strip down, so to speak, for your race on the weekend, you actually do feel like a bump of coolness. The second tip is, and this one is ignored over and over by folks because they're worried about chafing or getting wet or their clothes getting heavy on them, but it's to pour water, every single water stop. At the water stops, grab a couple of cups and pour one on your head and one on your spine and really let that cool you off. It usually will last about three-quarters of a mile to a mile, that sensation of your body feeling like it's comfortable again. And we've had folks very successfully practice this at Chicago over the last 2 years when it was 85 and 90 degrees. So a couple of tips for folks that race in this warm weather. A big weekend. It was for the home team in so many ways. We had a wonderful Martha Jefferson 8K, huge event. Congrats to all of the folks that participated in that, and big thanks to all the volunteers and my two kids, Alec and Audrey, who assisted Lori Wilson and all the Charlottesville Track Club folks that came out and helped pull off a wonderful event. They have over 550 runners, about 510 finishers, which is huge for a race, particularly this event. Seth Hutchinson, Louise Knudsen, the winners. The results are all at charlottesvilletrackclub.org. Thanks to Carol Finch and company. It really we just pulled off a nice little event there, and folks on a very challenging course had really excellent races. Kind of one of the bigger stories of the day to me was Zenobia McKenzie. She took almost 4 minutes off her time of 38 minutes and something last year. She broke 35 minutes this year. There's just tremendous improvement. We saw that quite a bit from a lot of other folks, too. And then on the Virginia side of things, two of the athletes that went out to Boise to compete at NCAAs came home with All-American honors. Morgan Gay, she was fifth in the mile, just an eyelash out of first place. It was about a second that separated her fifth place spot from first place spot. So congrats to her, and then to Marcus Robinson, who was fifth in the triple jump. A great effort there and a way to end out the indoor season. And then on the high school side up at the Armory in New York City at the Big Apple, we had three area athletes earn All-American honors, and even beyond that, finish in the top three in their respective events. Adam Visake, Almaral's record-breaking distance runner, UVA-bound, he was second in the nation in the 2 mile. It was a full 2 mile, not 3,200 meters, which, of course, that one always throws me a little bit. I always call 3,200 the 2 mile, but it's not quite. This was a full 2 miles. He ran his first mile 4:33, his second mile 4:27 for a 9-even school record time and the second fastest in America. That really puts him on the national map. And then David Johnson, a great leaper from Charlottesville High School, he was second in the triple jump. Congrats to him. And then Javonik Burris, the great all-around track and field athlete from Louisa. She was third in the long jump. So quite a good weekend for those folks and for our area. Robbie Andrews, the great UVA runner who left the program, and not the university, but left the program, announced that he'll go professional. It was anticipated. It's now official. And there's a wonderful interview with him on Flow Track. It's F-L-O. And then, of course, track, TRACK.org, and a great interview that was posted yesterday, which would be 2 days ago by the time you hear this. But I think it was, the 13th of March, a great interview about his decision, how his family was involved, and his decision to go professional in this very critical Olympic year, him, of course, being one of the Olympic hopefuls. So nice interview, nice kid, and we're rooting for all the best for him. And like I said, if you go to that interview, you'll get a really good a picture of how everything has been going for Robbie. Marathon Workshop is this coming weekend. We still have openings. It's going to be a great opportunity for folks to learn more about the marathon and the ins and outs of it. That's 1 o'clock at Ragged Mountain. It's free, but you do need to register ahead of time. Do it with Alec by email, alec@raggedmountainrunning.com. And then we're hosting John Casey next Thursday, the 22nd, at the shop at 7 o'clock for the Virginia Festival of the Book. He's a National Book Award winner, wonderful author, and he's going to be speaking about his latest book, which is all about all of his athletic endeavors through his lifetime, all the way into his senior years. It's called Room for Improvement, and we're looking forward to hosting him. And we do hope folks come out, young and old, to hear the great John Casey speak next Thursday. So lots more going on, but like I said, it's going to be an abbreviated version this week. You can always go to the Daily Run, which is on the dailyprogress.com in the sports section. I do a blog at least twice a week there. You can always also go to our website and our Facebook for more information on upcoming events. And I think that's about it. Everybody try your best to stay cool, and we'll talk to you next week.
This week's edition of RunCast was brought to you by the Ragged Mountain Running Shop, Central Virginia's community running and walking family partner since 1982. Conveniently located on the historic UVA corner with free parking at their doorstop. Visit them online at RaggedMountainRunning.com or make sure you friend them on Facebook, Ragged Mountain Running Shop.